Hello, everybody. It's just past 3 o'clock. There's a big sign. Oh, my life. Somebody's just let the sun in and just made me realise I'm on planet Earth. I'm standing with Pam. Pam helps out with Rosemary. Rosemary has been sort of set up the mental health awareness campaign project, whatever you want to call it. It's actually spiraled out of control now, and it's this massive big effort that's been going for the last 20 years. Pam, tell me your involvement, and also at the same time, give me a close up about today. I mean, that creativity thread all the way through.
My involvement started, I would say, 6 years ago when my line manager at the time asked me if I would want to be involved with Rosemary, because Rosemary needed some support at that time. So I was happy, really happy. I'd been involved in Mental Health Awareness Weeks organising events before that, but this was an opportunity to sort of be involved in all of it. And I work in mental health, and I have a huge, huge passion for raising the awareness about the stigma and discrimination that people face. People face in their day-to-day lives. And so often, so much of it is hidden, and people don't realise that they're actually discriminating or stigmatising people. Yeah. So it's more about that, not the fact that people... It's about the hidden discrimination, an attitude, really. So it started then, and it's been a joy, and Rosemary is an inspiration.
Indeed.
A total inspiration. And we get on remarkably well. I mean, I'm a very easygoing and flexible person, and I think Rosemary did used to be a teacher, so I'm not really bothered about being bossed around.
Right.
She will say that herself. So, like she said, we've never had an argument because we just get on.
Her
so.
Determination has no bounds.
And to be honest,
she's the perfect person for the job, isn't she?
She's fantastic, and I think some of that stuff comes from the fact that she actually is completely independent.
Right.
She's not funded by anyone. She's not, she's not employed by anybody. She's not, she's not under the constraints of anyone. She can say exactly what she wants to say.
Which is a base for getting those questions of context that people have, where she come from, who she connects to, why, who she's collecting this for.
Yeah.
It gets rid of all of those questions of
it
an
does.
Insult.
It's a, yeah.
that, and therefore... What she's put out over the last 20 years is authentic,
totally,
and that's
authentic.
What people are looking for.
It comes from Rosemary's heart. There's no doubt. She has her own personal experience. I'm sure if you talk to her, she will say her own personal experience within her family, and it comes from her heart. She passionately believes in what she's doing. It's not for anybody else other than the people who are involved, whose lives will grow because of it.
Right.
I think that's the whole thing. Is that the whole aim of the weeks is to give people the confidence and the self-esteem and respect to move forward and belonging, being involved in an event like today, where you've got people getting the first time they've performed in public, they're performing their own poetry, they're singing, they're the bits that lead people to grow and lead people to move forward. But there's also the sense of people coming together. So although the whole creative aspect of the weeks can't be underestimated, but the sense of people coming together as well and making friendships and making contacts and realising that there are other people that are not in the same situation but similar situations, all of that stuff.
That passion's spilled over to you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think she's picked a great ambassador moving forward.
Thank you.
Pam, thank you very much.
Thank you.